Here's today's In Touch Reflection on the Beatitudes.
This month's reflection is based on verses 11 and 12 of Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is speaking. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Each year, more than 200 million believers around the world suffer for their faith, especially in many parts of Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. Where oppressive governments make Christianity illegal, churches are bombed and defaced, and followers of Jesus face imprisonment, torture, or even death for their beliefs. It's not uncommon for the faithful to risk their life attempting to escape such regimes. This oppression is devastating, but for those of us who can more freely express our faith, it presents an opportunity to support those who can't safely proclaim Christ. Jesus tells us that we can ask for anything in His name. Let's make time to pray that our brothers and sisters around the world will have courage and endurance, and that God will make a way for them to safely gather in worship. Think about it. Peter encouraged the early church when it faced persecution. What are some ways we can uplift those suffering for their faith? Are there tangible ways you can support the church around the world? Discuss ideas with your family, small group, or pastor.